Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, for many years now, we've been discussing how when an appraiser comes in and appraises your property for sale, or a buyer asks an appraiser to come in, that these appraisers really haven't been very well versed in the area in which they're working because of some abuses that took place in the early 2000s and new laws that were created, making sure that there was fairness.
That's right.
In choosing the appraiser. Take us through that a little bit and tell us now what the situation is between owners and appraisers.
Sure. Well, actually, we've got some good news to report. In November, the appraisers valued homes 1.56% higher than homeowners, according to Quicken Loans Home Price Perception Index.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually you've got the realtor's opinion of value, the buyer's opinion of value, the appraiser's opinion of value, and the seller's. And all four of them are never the same.
Right.
So it's trying to get them to all come together with a number that is acceptable. So historically, appraisers, their goal is to make it appraised for what the house is sold for. So basically what we're seeing is that the appraisers and homeowners aren't that far apart, which is actually good news. And this is all really about perception. You know, if you ask real estate agents across the country, Steve, they're blaming deals falling apart of their transactions by 2% of their transactions falling apart due to appraisals. That was a lot higher a couple of years ago. We're also in a market where the prices are rising, and it's actually a little more challenging for an appraiser to make homes appraised. And the reason for that, Steve, is because when an appraiser appraises a home, they're looking at historical information, so they have to look at closed transactions. And as the market rises, homes are appreciating, it's hard for them to, you know, you sell the same house 6 months later, 3 months later. It should sell for more in a market that's rising.
Yeah, so there's a lag.
There's a lag there, and it can get a little tricky.
Yeah.
So this is actually good news. We're seeing not as many appraisal problems that we've seen in the past.
Maybe it's because home prices seem to have stabilized in terms of their rate of appreciation. They're not appreciating quite so quickly, or at least the appreciation is not really accelerating. So there's some catch-up time for all prices to kind of seek a somewhat equal level.
And you also have to remember where you have less distressed property. We're not
foreclosures
and short sales.
That's
so
a good point.
That makes it a little bit easier for
so
them.
In rapidly increasing markets, the appraisals are going to lag, but in decreasing markets, the appraisals will probably be too high for a while as
that's
well.
That's right.
That is? Okay. I mean, that would make sense. I don't know if that's actually how it works. That's been your experience?
That's been my experience.
Okay.
Yep.
Changing subjects here, last week we were talking about the increase in fraud and mortgage fraud, and we were kidding around saying that, you know, Florida is never subject to any kind of mortgage fraud. We're the pristine state. If pristine was a flower, that would be our state flower. But that's, alas, not actually true, because you've given me a report here that says mortgage fraud, Florida, still number one. But things improved. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's so sad. mortgage application fraud and misrepresentation has been growing over the past 3 years, according to LexisNexis. And that's, you know, that's just wrong. Overall, Florida's ranked, you know, the highest for mortgage fraud. Now, on the good news, the appraisal, you know, part of the, we were just talking about the appraisals, there is a lot of blame on the appraisers. But that part of the fraud portion has fallen by 15% mm-hmm. on loans reported. So
okay.
it's not the appraisals anymore. It's just people cheating and lying.
Yeah.
Top states, Florida number one, Nevada number two, New Jersey three, Arizona four, and Illinois are in fifth place.
So really what this means is if you're going for a mortgage, make sure that you're dealing with a reputable broker, a reputable institution. Make sure that you tell the truth. And, you know, do the right thing, do business the right way, and you will be treated right, I think, in return, mostly. But be careful out there.
Yeah, and you know, an interesting story, Steve. I just had a transaction. We're trying to close here real soon. We need the mortgage commitment. And the lenders rerun the credit before they issue many times the commitment to make sure there's been no changes. You know, didn't go out and buy a new car, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Well, in this one particular case, the person has, I believe it's an American Express, it has to be paid off in full each month. Well, for whatever reason, the check was written wrong. It was short $1.86.
$1.86.
And that $1.86 turned into a late payment, and it showed up as 30 days late.
Oh.
So that $1.86 took a person's credit from 7.11 or in the low sevens,
yeah,
down to, I believe, like 6.44. It changed things dramatically. So as a result of something very, very small, and there's no way you can't hide that. You can't,
yeah,
you know, we have to go through an extension. It has to go back to the credit bureaus to correct it, have American mm-hmm. Express recognize mm-hmm. this was an error.
Oh, boy.
It's a big to-do.
Yeah.
So, you know, this wouldn't turn into a fraud situation, but certainly these are the types of things that we're dealing with when getting a mortgage. Something so little can turn into a rejection.
And I think the rule, too, is that once you've applied for a mortgage, don't do anything else.
Don't buy furniture.
Don't do anything. Don't buy a car. Don't pay off a credit card. Just sit tight because you really want to kind of freeze your credit for that period of time.
That's right.
Until the transaction is over, right?
And when I say over, closed.
Closed. Check cashed.
Because they will run the credit.
Oh, man. It's
last minute.
I know. So be very careful. You think you might be doing the right thing and you go, what the heck? I'm actually doing a good thing. I'm lowering my debt to income ratio and all of that.
Yeah, they're going to want to know where that money came from.
They're going to want, and so that opens up
paper trail.
It opens up a whole can of worms, right?
Absolutely, it does.
Well, once again, we've reached the end of another Real Estate Roundup segment. Of course, my guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is located in Boca Raton, Florida. She is with Coldwell Banker, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.